Hello, good afternoon. First of all, my apologies for the delayed start of the conference call. We are now ready to analyze with you Piaggio first half 2013 results. Here with me are Mr. Roberto Colaninno, Piaggio Group Chairman and Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Gabriele Galli, Piaggio Group General Finance Manager. We will use the material that you can download from our website under the link Investors. After the introductory remarks, we are available to answer the questions you may have. Before going ahead, I remind you that during today's conference call, we can use forward-looking statements that are subject to risk that can cause actual results to be materially different. Now I'm ready to turn the call to Mr. Galli.
Hello, good afternoon to everybody. I will start with the presentation. We have a couple of synthesis slides as usual. Starting from slide three, you can have in the synthesis. Basically, the H1 market has been very much affected by the prolonged macroeconomic crisis, especially in Western countries, while in emerging markets, the situation was ups and downs. Basically, I mean, the Western markets, the market is going down by the fifth consecutive year. Italy is today down by 70% compared to 2007. Asia Pacific was ups and downs, but has been improving during the last months. Indian two-wheelers are diverging trend. Bikes are down and are substituted by scooters, which are steadily growing. Indian three-wheeler are going up in general with a slight 1% increase. The decline in the sub 1 ton four-wheeler is going on. The scenario has been very difficult, and in this scenario, we moved with our focus on premium products, on price discipline, and on efficiency initiatives. In the Western country, as we say, the market was down by 20%, but we've been able to keep constant market share, and we've been able to confirm our leadership in a market which is even more and more competitive. In terms of pricing, we have been increasing our price both on a single item and also because the market shifted toward the high displacement segments. In North America, we still are going well, and the revenue are increasing. Moto Guzzi performance is very good, and we have been able to grow by 11%. On top of that, which is probably the most significant message of this conference call, we have been able to keep our profitability at the same level of last year. In fact, the gross margin is 30.9%. We have been able to absorb volume decrease thanks to efficiency on production plants and pricing policies. Asia Pacific, I mean, first quarter was negative, second quarter was flat compared to last year, so we are improving. Especially the good performance of the second quarter has been driven by Indonesia, Thailand, Taiwan, and Philippines. The prices are still up and a little bit higher compared to last year, as well as the percentage gross margin. In India, we are improving our performance. The market environment is not so easy, but thanks to the introduction of the new vehicle, Apex City, we have been able to have volume in line with the previous year, and we have been able to keep constant the market share or gain a little bit, and we've been able to start our export path growth. In terms of pricing in India, we have been increasing in order to recover inflation. The point is that, I mean, the Forex was negative since rupee went down very much compared to euro. But in any case, I mean, India on India, the performance was good. The Vespa is still going on with 4,000 units per month. We have been launching there a new version with disc brake. And last month, we have been presenting the new product range, which will be launched month after month in the next year in order to enlarge the current product offer. All of that, moving to slide four, allowed us to maintain profitability also after a decline of revenues, which was around 12.1%. In Europe, the sales went down double digit, reflecting the macroeconomic crisis. The most affected countries were Italy and France. In North America, as we said before, the revenue were pretty good. In Asia Pacific, there was a slight decline around 4%, mainly driven by Vietnam, but other country performances such as Thailand, Taiwan, and Philippines were able to partially offset this volume decrease. Commercial vehicle in India were in line with the previous year if we exclude the forex effect. In terms of EBITDA, EBIT and net result ratio, we have been very much in line with the previous year. In fact, as we said before, gross margin was 30.9, which is the same number as in 2012. And also in terms of EBITDA margin, we have been able to maintain 15% even after 7 million euro of restructuring. So, I mean, the performance in terms of OPEX reduction was very effective. The financial expenses are a little bit higher, driven by a higher level of debt, but in absolute term they are around half a million higher compared to last year, so the difference is not so big. The capex have been contained very much. Last year were 78 million euro. This year we spent 43 million euro after the completion of the investment cycle we had during the year 2011-2012. The net debt increased during this quarter, going up to 458 million euro, reflecting the working capital cash absorption. But in terms of credit lines, our profile is still very robust. Moving quickly to slide number five, you can have a look at the P&L. So sales are down by 92 million, minus 12%. Gross margin ratio, as we said before, is 30.9% as previous year. So in absolute value, we had a decrease of around 29 million euros. EBITDA margin after strong OPEX reduction activity is still at the same level as past year, so 15%. And in absolute term, it is 100.6 million euros compared to 114.4 million euros last year. Depreciation is very much aligned, 43 versus 42.7. So in terms of EBIT, today we have a decrease of around 14 million euros, and we are at 57.6 versus 71.7 million euro with an incidence ratio on sales of around 8.6% versus 9.4 last year. The financial expenses are up by 0.6 million euros, and so the income before tax is 14.7 million euros lower compared to last year, and we are at 41.6 versus 56.3 million euros. The tax rate is the same as last year, 40%, so the net income is 25 million euros versus 33.8, or 3.7% versus 4.4%. In terms of net financial position, as we said before, last year we were at 384, this year we are at 458.2. Moving to slide number 6, you can have a view on volumes. So the total volumes went down by 5.4% from 315,000 units to 298,500 units. Commercial vehicle India went down by 0.6%. Commercial vehicle Europe went down by 26%. Net sales of Vespa went up from Vespa India went up from 4.9 to 25.4. So I mean an increase of around 20,000 units. Of course, last year we have been operating during 2 months. This year for the full semester. Two-wheeler Asia Pacific are down by 4.6% from 50.8 to 48.5, and the two-wheeler Western Country are down by 20% from 161,000 to 128,000. During this quarter, I mean, the weight of some countries which they are considered at risk, such as Italy, went down very much. So today, just to give you an idea, the total volume we are selling in Italy accounts just for 8.4% compared to the total volume we are selling around the world. So I mean, also in terms of future development in your model, you have to keep know this kind of, let's say, good news. So our exposure to Asia and emerging countries is becoming more and more important. Moving to slide number 7, we can have a look at the total turnover. The total turnover is going down by 12%. So if you look at the price in the single region, the prices went up. So just to give an example, we have been able to increase the prices in Western Country by 3.8%. But since the mix is changing and since there was the introduction of two-wheeler India, Vespa, which has a much lower average price, instead of after a volume decrease of 5.4%, the turnover decrease was 12%. India had an important negative contribution from Forex, since the Indian rupee depreciated versus euro. The impact of Forex on India is around 11 million euros. And so, following a volume decrease of only 0.6%, the turnover is down by 7.1%. The commercial vehicle Europe are going down from 22%, from 40 to 31.9 million euros. The Indian Vespa is going up from 3.7 to 16 million euros. While the two-wheeler Asia-Pacific turnover is decreasing by 4% from 95.6 to 91.7, and the two-wheeler Western Country are going down by 17.4% from 462 million to 382 million euros. Moving to slide number 8, you can appreciate the mix of turnover by business. So the scooters are going down by 14%. The bikes, thanks to the good contribution are basically the same as last year. The decrease is only 0.6 percentage point. The commercial vehicle are going down by 10%, while the spare parts are going down by 12%. Moving to slide 9, you can have a look at the composition of EBITDA. So the important, probably the most important message of the conference call is that we have been able to keep our profitability. So 15% is the same as previous year. And in absolute terms, the EBITDA is going down by 14 million euros, which is composed by a reduction of gross margin proportional to reduction in volume, minus 27.8 million euros, and a strong contraction of operating expenses, on which we have been saving around 14 million euros. Slide 10, you can see the net income ratio. So last year we were at 33.8. As we saw before, we lost around 14 million euro EBITDA. We had a change in depreciation of around 0.3 million euro and a change in financial expenses by 0.6. And then we are saving, of course, with a tax rate of 40%, around 5.9 million euro in taxes, leading to a net result of 25 million euro or 3.7% versus 4.4 last year. Moving to slide 11, you can see the net financial position. So during the half, we have been generating 66 million euro of operating cash flow. We have been absorbing 60 million of working capital, and this absorption is due basically to a couple of factors. First of all, we had to finalize the payment of a strong CapEx plan we made during the second half of last year. Second of all, as you know, we are a negative working capital company, meaning that every time we grow, we generate cash. Every time we reduce the turnover, we absorb cash. So these are the two basic items which led us to a contraction, a worsening working capital. In terms of CapEx, we have been investing 43 million euros with a big saving compared to past year of around 35 million euros. So we are saving around 45% compared to last year. And in terms of equity, we have been absorbing 28.6 million euros after a payment of 33.1 million euros of dividends and 1 million euros of buybacks. So the final net financial position at the end of the half is 458.2 million euros. On the following slide, you have a look at the detail of different composition in terms of trade receivable inventory, on which we have been saving some money according to the reduction of turnover. Commercial payable, on which you can see the, lower cash generation compared to last year. And then other assets and liabilities on which we have, let's say, some sort of cash absorption due to higher deferred tax asset and lower deferred tax liabilities compared to last year. In terms of working capital, we still are generating cash with that because we have a negative position of around 20 million. So although reduced compared to 2012, we still are generating cash thanks to working capital. Tangible fixed assets show a situation with the sum of, total fixed assets adding up tangible and intangible show a situation of a higher investment compared to last year in terms of capital base. So the sum of the two is 974 million versus 954 million last year. So this is the consequence of the strong CapEx plan we had during the past 2 years. And then, I'll go directly to the net invested capital, which is at 887 million euro, around 50 million euro higher compared to last year. So net debt, we already comment. In terms of equity, after the distribution of dividends and the cash and shares buyback, we are at 430 million euro versus 444 million euro last year, with a ratio of  1.07 versus 0.86 last year. So now we are ready to your question.
Yes, please go on.
Q&A session is now open. You can register for your question by dialing star followed by one. To cancel your reservation, dial star followed by two. First question comes from Miss Monica Bosio of Banca IMI. Miss Bosio, please.
Yes, good afternoon, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, thanks. I would have three questions. The first one is the usual question. Okay, the first half was weak due to the macroeconomic condition. In the previous conference call, I remember that you gave a target in terms of EBITDA between 180 million and 190 million. The market consensus is now pointing to 180 million, but my feeling is that this target might reveal challenging, especially on the back of the fact that the first part of the year is the strongest one. So do you feel confident on these numbers, or you would see more reasonable something in the range of 170 million for the full year 2014? And the second quarter is regarding the volumes in India. Could you please give me the volumes net of the exportation as for commercial vehicle in India? And if you can give us an indication on the monthly run rate that you are expecting in India for the commercial vehicles. And the third and last question is on Vietnam. The trend in Vietnam looks to me a bit concerning. What are you expecting for the next month? I know that it's a market with a high volatility, but it seems that nothing is progressing and that the market could remain weak also for the second part of the year and maybe for the next one. Thank you very much.
So let's start from the EBITDA. So the sales during the second quarter weren't improving. In fact, if you look at the ratio in terms of reduction compared to last year, we are very much aligned to the first quarter. So in terms of EBITDA, of course, it will have an impact on the full year EBITDA. During the first quarter, we were at 2-3 million lower compared to previous year. Now we lost around 10 million euros during the quarter. And so we believe an EBITDA around 170-175 is much more reasonable. Of course, this EBITDA should be obtained by some recovery of sales and the going on with the policy of OpEx contraction cost saving. So it will be mixed and will be obtained thanks to the two actions combined. In terms of India performance, so I didn't understand the question about the export.
It was.
So if I properly understood, you are asking about the export.
Yes, the volumes slowed down in India as for commercial vehicles was minor, -0.6. But this number includes the export volumes. I would like to know if you can give me the figure X.
Yeah. The export during the 6 months were around 6,500 units. So I've been improving compared to last year. And last year, it was around 6.4. So let's say in line or a little bit improving. What happened is that last year, we had a very strong first quarter, with a good performance of Sri Lanka. After the first 3 months, the government decided to increase the custom duty, so the export to Sri Lanka dramatically decreased. And so during this year, we had to substitute the export to these countries, leveraging on other countries such as Nigeria, for example, and Kenya, and so on and so forth. Your third question was about Vietnam. So the situation in Vietnam is that, the competition is very tough, Honda in particular. So we have been creating the market luxury vehicle. And basically, we have been alone in this part of the market for 2-3 years. So let's say vehicle with a price of above $1,500 were only, Vespa. Honda followed us and launched the SH, and last month launched a new vehicle, SH Mode is the name. And so they quickly gained some market share. So now we have a couple of products on which we use to compete, which is Vespa and Liberty. And we will be able to present some new product in the fourth quarter. Thanks to this product, we will be able to gain market share. This product will be presented to the Milan show and Paris show in November. So for the moment, third quarter, we have to, counteract against Honda using the best that we have at the moment and Liberty, but then we have some novelty to present on the fourth quarter.
Okay, thank you very much.
Next question comes from Mr. Alberto Villa of Intermonte. Mr. Villa, please.
Hi, good afternoon. A couple of questions. One is related to the, I didn't understand because I've been cut off from the conference call on the reasons why the net working capital and especially for payables was affecting the cash generation in the first half. If you can repeat that for me, please. And secondly, I just wanted to go through the OPEX efficiencies once again after the very positive results in the first quarter. Even in the second quarter, you are continuing to show very strong improvement there, despite the the utilization rate of plants is obviously subdued due to the volumes decline. So I wanted to again try to understand what is the potential there, what are you doing specifically to improve the efficiency, and why you didn't do it before. And so what is the trying to understand if once the volumes will grow again, there is a full operating leverage, or costs have to increase again. Thank you.
So let's start from the working capital. As you know, we are a company working with negative working capital. So it means that when you have a contraction of business, you absorb cash. In fact, we have our credit time recovery much lower than the payable time. So if you look at the whole working capital, basically starting from trade receivable, this year we have been increasing during the first 6 months due to the seasonality, and we have been increasing by 65.6 million euro versus 77 last year. So let's say that it has been a good performance because it generated or it absorbed a lower amount of money by 12 million euro. The same was done with inventory. So inventory last year was particularly high, if you remember, 288 million euros. This year we are at 257 million euros, so 30 million better. And if you compare the cash absorption of inventory, we absorbed 35 million euros versus 50 million euros last year. So let's say a lower cash absorption of around 50 million euros. The point is the payable. So the payable were generating last year 110 million euros. This year are generating 35 million euros. So let's say a lower cash generation by around 76 million euros. It depends very much on the amount of purchasing we did during this first half of the year. So first of all, having reduced the turnover by 93 million euros, we had to purchase much less compared to last year. Second of all, we have been able to reduce the inventory, and so also inventory reduction by these 15 million euro requested a lower amount of external purchasing. Thirdly, we have been investing much less compared to last year, so the reduction of CapEx from 78 to 43 also caused a lower amount of purchasing to be sustained. So if you adapt these three components, we had a lower volume of purchasing, also external expenses compared to last year, of around 100 million euros, and you can see the impact on the lower generation of commercial payables. So this is basically, the reason of the cash absorption. The last part of this reason is that last year, during the second half, we have been investing very much because we moved from 78 in the first half to 146 at the end of the year, meaning that we invested around 70 million euro. And we had to partially pay this kind of investment during the first half of this year, so 2013. So these are basically the reason behind the working capital absorption. The last reason is the fair tax asset. As you can see, this year we have other assets and liabilities at 21.1 million euro. Last year we were at 1.7. So during these 12 full months, we basically had to accrue for some deferred tax assets, and on top of that, we had some VAT credit, which will be recovered during the second part of the year. Moving to your second question, so OPEX, we are going on with our path of saving OPEX quarter after quarter. The action, started a long time ago because, on the full year, for example, if you look at 2008, we had a total OPEX base of around 374 million euros, and last year, we had 318 million euros. So we saved over 4 years 55 million euros. On top of that, this year we are pushing even further because revenues and market contraction commands to be even stronger. And so we are adding a next step to what we already did in the past 4 years. And if you compare the first half of 2008 with the first half of 2013, we are saving basically 31 million euros. Sorry, 41 million euros, because we spent 5 years ago 190, this year we are spending 149. And this is despite the geographical enlargement in Asia and in India. Because, for example, we had to invest in order to build up Vespa in India, and we have a full structure in order to sell products right there. So OPEX contraction is something we are doing, we will go on doing, And a similar effect is also on the production side, where we are able to maintain a standard gross margin aligned or higher compared to 30%, despite volume decrease and so lower plant capacity utilization.
Okay, just to understand, the OPEX base that you reduced already to 318 million, how much you feel is the maximum of reduction you might be achieving after the leaning of all processes within the group?
I mean, this the reduction we achieved during these two quarters was high. Partially, I mean, there was a partial increase also in restructuring cost. So I believe that, I mean, keeping the same path during third and fourth quarter will be very tough. But we believe we'll be able to save something compared to last year. So maybe not the same amount of 15 million, but let's say something around 5 to 10 million euro we can still save.
Thank you. If I can just follow a final question on Western Europe, how do you see July developing? And do you plan any major product launch for Europe in the second half of this year?
So the second half of this year, there will be a very important product launch. It will be, during the EICMA fair in Milan. I mean, I cannot disclose what kind of product it would be, of course, but it would be a very important one. So this should help recover partially the volume and improving our market share. In terms of the market, I mean, it's very hard to predict, very hard. What I can tell you is that during the second part of the year, last year, the market contraction already started very strong. So we hope that going forward, probably in this kind of ratio of reduction will decrease, because at least because we are comparing versus tougher months.
Okay. On July, you have any feeling on how July is performing?
I mean, of course we are feeling, because we are at the 28th of the month. The last week, 26th, the last week is very important. And
okay, thank you very much.
Thanks to you.
Next question comes from Mr. Nicolò Storer of Mediobanca. Mr. Storer, please.
Hi, good afternoon to everybody. I have just a couple of questions. The first is regarding the APEPAX. Are you happy with the development of the vehicle in the internal market? Because and could you please disclose how many units did you sell in the last months? Because it seems that passenger vehicles are always underperforming the cargo vehicles in terms of units. So I would like to understand more in depth this issue. The second question concerns the indication you gave on expected EBITDA for full year 2013. If I got you well, you said that the 170-175 is depends on recovery of sales and on the continuation of the OPEX reduction. Could you be more precise in what you mean by recovery of sales, please? Thank you.
I mean, recovery of sales means that if you look the first quarter, after the first half, we have been cutting OPEX very strongly. But we have not been able to, have a similar EBITDA compared to last year. So for the second half, if we want to achieve a result of around 170-175, it means that we have to recover around 10 million euro EBITDA. And so in order to recover 10 million euro EBITDA, we will be acting on cost reduction as this year. So this is as the first half. So this is, something we can do, something we can manage. But in terms of sales, of course, we should push on that in order to reduce the gap compared to last year. Because, if the gap is minus 12% and the cut of OPEX similar compared to this year, of course, we will not be able to generate cash. So I see, probably sales a little bit lower compared to last year, but the ratio should be reduced at single-digit decrease. In terms of APEPAX, the total we are spending around 2,000 units per month. From the beginning of the year, it's around 6,000, so there was a ramp-up.
Yes, hi, Roberto Colonino speaking. I want also to introduce a very important decision that we take regarding India that is already done. So we hire three top managers that will be devoted on the two-wheeler, three-wheeler, and four-wheeler. Two of these is already on track, so the other one will be at the end of August. One will be devoted to export of three-wheeler. The other one will be devoted to the develop strategy and sales on two-wheeler. And the other one is concentrated on three- and four-wheeler in Indian market. The background of these three people is quite important. I cannot disclose from where they come, but one today is totally involved successfully on the export market of three-wheeler. The second one is totally fully dedicated to launch two-wheeler new products for India, a new trade name for India. And the other one is coming from a huge company that is involved on the car four-wheeler business. So we believe that these three people that will be dedicated 100% on the export of three-wheeler, develop the two-wheeler, and the other one on four-wheeler, I believe that can help us to improve and to consider the possibility to grow up based on the fact that Vespa India is quite good product that is recognized from everybody in terms of quality and terms of price. Probably we need a better sales organization, and we need to develop faster the number of dealers. The other one can bring to us all their own experience on export of the three-wheeler, especially to the Africa. And the other one devoted on the four-wheeler, that is, we believe, where Piaggio can have a good result based on the point that should be able to organize and focus on the customer request for all over India. So I think that this is quite important because three people at the really top level and with a high experience can improve and can help us to reach our goal.
Okay, thank you. And just a clarification, will these three new managers replace the existing top management or are just joining?
No. I want to say that these three people don't replace anybody.
Uh-huh.
They'll be on top, and there will be due the experience of these people, especially on two-wheeler tire and two-wheeler two-wheeler products, that not only for scooter, but also for bikes, and the four-wheeler, that where we need a big experience on sales point of view. And we need somebody that will be dedicated, totally dedicated on export, because the last two one is quite important, and we see that the good results obtained by our competitor. So this, let's say, will not replace anybody, because this type of figure not existing today.
And if I may, just two additional questions. Following the rise in tariffs to Sri Lanka, where is your export mainly directed to? And the second question is an update on the number of Vespa dealers in India.
I want to keep your attention that Africa, that means Nigeria, some other Angola, some other part of the market, is a huge market of three-wheelers, where the competition have a good, very good position, very good developer. And we believe that our products can compete successfully. And it's a question to be have people that is devoted, and people that have experience for that type of this type of country. As I mentioned to you before, so we don't want to find a solution for Sri Lanka, because I believe that with the duty that is 100% of the export, it is difficult to have results there, but to explore new markets where export can have a good result on that.
The major countries are Bangladesh, Kenya, Nigeria, also Egypt was very interesting during the first half of the year, so I mean, it was easy to replace. And in terms of dealer, your second question, today we have 81.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
No questions at the moment. I remind you that to register for your question, you can press star followed by one. Next question comes from Mr. Michele Baldelli of Exane BNP Paribas. Mr. Baldelli, please.
Good afternoon to everybody. I have a couple of questions. First of all, I would like to understand better the performance in Europe, in the sense that I saw your volumes going down by 20%, and I looked to the statistics of the markets, and sincerely, it is more than what I see as the decline of the European market. So I was just wondering to understand how much is weighted the geographical mix, or if there is a destocking effect, so the dealers that reduced the inventory and brought your volumes down more than the market. The second point is about Southeast Asia. I would like to understand what is your expectation in this area about the volumes, if you expect the volumes at the end of the year to be stable or to decline, and some flavor about Indonesia, how is going on the outlook for the country, the improvement, and your expectation of this country. Thank you.
So, I mean, in Europe, there was, of course, some destocking of the dealer network, because, I mean, in order to maintain the same coverage in terms of stock to net sales, if the total market is going down, you have to reduce by this reduction of the total market, and on top of that, we have to destock a little bit the dealer network. So this is, I mean, the reason behind. And, I mean, this is, of course, one of the reasons, because we are reducing our turnover so fast. So just to finish this concept, if we assume that sooner or later the market will stop reducing, and, for example, if you assume that next year the market would be like this year, so the selling will be higher because you don't have at least to the stock. And then if the market starts to go up, the restocking of the dealer will be some sort of multiplier of market performance. In terms of volume of Southeast Asia, we are today behind 4% compared to last year. In our plan, we have to grow by around 4 to 5%, also leveraging on these new products we will have during the last quarter. In terms of Indonesia, the performance is good, especially in terms of sell-out. If you look at the performance of last year, Indonesia was very good the first quarter, but then I mean, the mess started. And so from the second quarter on, we had to completely renew the dealer network, change people, reduce stock in the dealer network, changing the model year. This year the situation is much more clean, so the sell-in has been in line with sell-out in the first quarter. Sorry, the first quarter the sell-in has been much lower than the sell-out because we have to, clean all the dealer network and change the model year. In the second quarter, the sell-in and the sell-out have been very much aligned. And so today we can see that the situation is improving. We also changed a little bit the strategy, and we are focusing much more on our key value, which is Vespa. And so we are working much more focusing on Vespa LX than on other models, which proved to be in the past not so successful and which proved to give us much lower margins.
Thank you very much.
There are no more questions.
Okay, thank you very much for attending the conference call. We can stop now. If you need more info, you can call me later. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conference is over. Thank you for calling.